Well, hello there. You're watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to OBBM, Radio Dallas, or possibly you're listening on demand with the OBBM Network podcast. Hey, we are thrilled to be talking to you from yet another studio location at our new area with Camera Ready Studios. We've been exploring all the different areas because you need to know about this wonderful place where you can record in so many different ways. Today, you'll see that instead of the mics that we're wearing, we've got these mics because we're recording in podcast all day today, and we decided to slip in a show this afternoon because you haven't yet met Joe Chandler. Welcome, Java with Joe, to the OBBM Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Offbeat Business Show, rebuilding American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad, bringing you experienced insight for a strong, influential brand and successful life in business. Here's your host, Susan Hamilton.
We are so excited to have you here, Joe. Thank you so much for being a part of the Offbeat Business Media Movement.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. It's an awesome time to be in business.
You know, it really is, and I love your approach with the highly caffeinated marketing.
Yes, coffee is what business runs on.
Oh, isn't it, though? Yeah, coffee. Well, and even green tea in the afternoon's kind of my thing, but I think you're right on to something.
Yeah, we got to stay away from that. Monster drinks.
You know, you've had some really fabulous guests already on your program, and you understand a thing or two about how we've got to approach the marketplace differently today. And as a local business leader in the Wiley area, you've seen how it makes a huge difference to develop those relationships and approach the marketplace differently. If everybody's doing this, we got to do that. And for those of you on radio, if they're going to, they're zigging, you need to zag, right?
That's correct. So, the thing about North Texas is how fast things are growing.
Yeah.
And this is a great time if you've had trouble with your business to re-kick it off, regrow, rebrand. So you need to know these things that'll help your business grow. And if your business is going stagnant, we got to help you grow and make the little bitty tweaks to bring you up to speed and get you that sweet advantage to jump on the train to get to growth.
Yeah, so profitability is what it's all about. Yes. You know, and every once in a while, you know, you and I both engaged in digital marketing in our lives. And we have definitely heard people say, geez, I don't want to make any more money. What would I do with my own with that? That's a scary thing when we hear that, because you realize, wow, you don't even get what profitability is all about. You know, and I just urge you all to really consider that, because profitability, is it really just for me and my company and my family, Joe?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because when you're a business owner, your family is now extended. You're not just your family at home. You have employees that you got to worry about. So if your company's not making money, you can't pay your employees. So you've got to find those little avenues to make it profitable. And there's little things you can do both in marketing, both digital and traditional, to bridge the gap.
You can, but I'd take it one step further, Joe. It's not just your staff and your employees, because some people feel like even that's just enough, right? If I can just make payroll, if I can just make sure we're managing our quarterlies. And the thing of it is, there's so much more about the power and influence you wield as a profitable business in the community. That is so important. For instance, we've been talking with people that are serving our veteran community. We've been talking with people through some of the other programs, through the Seated to Serve program, about the Five Loaves food pantry that's located over in the Sachse-Wylie area. Without the means to take care of the community, we're in bad shape. And it can't be a matter of, and I think what we've done for too long is say, I don't want to look at that. It's too much trouble, and we don't. There's a handful of people that are, but we can do a better job, and we could really eliminate those issues in our community when everyone is taking their place.
Correct. And there's also those times where when you make your business gets grown enough that you're growing, you can move into that purpose that you're really here for.
Yes.
That your business becomes your support to do what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one day, hopefully you've built an exit strategy. If you haven't, keep watching the program. You'll be meeting people that'll help you do those types of things. Because one day you want to enjoy the benefits of what being in business should be meaning to you.
Yes.
Seeing America, it's a beautiful country.
Everything that's beautiful. You can make a big bucket list with just this country.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You want to see this world. You want to get out
there. Start with Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man. Now. We did all of it. But it's taking the time to know what our nation even looks like, how to teach our children what our heritage is, why America is what it is. Those things, if we leave that to everyone else, where are they going to get it? So business owners, your strong, profitable business, your influential business allows you to have a say in the actual design of your city and your community, but also in the time that you have to actually have very relevant conversations that can actually ensure the success of America today.
Yes, and one of the things that Java Joe does is we want to look at marketing from the standpoint, as business owners need to look at it like it's no longer an expense. It's
absolutely
a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of business owners put it in the bucket that this is an expense, necessary expense. We need to actually grow that so it helps everything else in the company grow to a point that it all just runs like a perfectly well-oiled machine.
Well-oiled machine. That's absolutely right. And I think you're right. So frequently we hear people talk about marketing and they do put it in the expense bucket. But what we teach here at Offbeat Business Media is no, it needs to be revenue generating.
Yes.
If it's not generating revenue, you need to quit doing it. And a lot of those traditional methods, when it comes to even Facebook advertising or pay-per-click advertising, some of these things that people are doing just because they've already always done it, may have been losing money over and over and over again or not really getting the return mm-hmm. that they needed, and they're still doing it. And we have people out there teaching them, hey, keep doing it. When in reality, we're doing business when we're face-to-face. We're doing business when we're talking with people, when we're out in the community, when we're actually communicating and giving people what they need in a conversational level.
And then finding those ways when you're in with them first face-to-face to hand them your material with the connections back to your digital, so that way it all interconnects.
It's all together.
And so when you're away from me, you still touch them and have that conversation.
Yeah, it's so important. I think that we need to recognize how important that conversation is, because people are kind of having a hard time doing that today, wouldn't you say? Right?
Yes.
And so to be able to set an example for how to have a conversation is huge. It's not the same thing as marketing with just your face in the camera. This mm-hmm. right here is helping a listener absorb much more out of it than they would if it
yes.
was just their one-off face in the camera. I'm going to do a zillion of these videos. You know, I think it makes more sense to have 5 really great paying followers as a million that don't take your brand anywhere.
Correct. And being able to spread your brand by word of mouth, mm-hmm. but still being able to touch that individual client
that's
out there in the middle that, hey, this guy has a problem over here. I want to address his problem, but still be able to address everyone's situation at the same time.
It's important to realize that not every customer mm-hmm. is a good fit for every business. So we need to know who else is doing what we're doing. We need to know who our referral
partners are huge.
It's huge. I want to know who I can trust to send this person that's come to me that, man, maybe that's not a good fit for one reason or another. Who else out there is a good fit? Well, I can't know that if I don't have a relationship in the community.
And don't be scared of your competition being a referral partner.
Absolutely not.
Because what might not fit for you, you can easily refer them over to somebody that's a more better fit.
See, that's the attitude that I love about you, Joe, because you get that it's not that there's a lack of money in the community. There really isn't mm-hmm. any competition out there for anyone. What we really need to do is just function in our strengths and know who else does those other things maybe we don't do so well, and they do it better. Those referral partners help the customers and clients, the civilians in the community, be able to do what they need to do. They can get it done. We're connecting dots. It's a much
right.
bigger perspective.
And it's very important not to just know the referral partner, but to know your referral partner.
Yes, sir.
Take the time out to do one-on-ones and do a personal get to know them at a more deeper level, that so you can build that trust to send them referrals that you can't handle. Or when your family members come to you needing something, you go, I got the perfect guy for you. What's better than somebody come to you and say, I need this, and you go, I got the perfect guy, or I got
right?
the perfect gal. You're the no-to person. Mm-hmm. And in my neighborhood, you don't know how many times I get asked on my Facebook, who do you know? Here, I got somebody for you. I got the guy for you. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Which was a prime example during the Wiley hailstorm, because I just went down the street giving referrals.
It's important. important, right? Because you don't know. And the average consumer out there is getting barraged with a lot of messages. I think it's harder for them today with the way yes. we've approached marketing for them to know, who do I trust in this space? Yeah, there might be five of them, but who's for me? How do I know? How do I tell the difference? Well, if we're all going about it the exact same way, I think it makes it much more confusing for them.
And it's much more valuable if you go online to research somebody and there's five-star reviews on Facebook, there's five-star reviews on Google, and there's five-star reviews on Yelp, but you can only trust those written testimonials so far.
You Thank
gotta
you
have
for that,
video
Joe.
Testimonials.
Yeah, you've got to have some action. Boy, spot on. You've got to have some truth in that.
I can trust, if I see somebody's face and they're actually talking to the camera and saying, I trust this person, they're going to be more truthful than if I write it out, pen and paper.
Well, also, what you see and what a lot of, I know you see this too, a lot of the local business gets concerned when it's about reviews because what's their primary, when you get called about reviews, what are they asking us for? How do I fix a bad review?
Yes.
How do I fix a bad review? And a lot of times we hear, hey, geez, my competitor just put out a lot of nasty reviews on my page. I know it's this person. Now, we don't really know it, but that is the suspicion, don't you think, in this
and if
community.
If you word your response back to that person mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. you can get them to change
that.
It. But and then there's those other reviews where somebody, for instance, I saw where somebody, the owner and a customer were arguing at a smoothie place right there in front of everybody. It was on, and then it ended up on a review on Google. And instead of being proactive, the owner was reactive and bashed some more. I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. That is not positive. You need to be positive and solve the problem.
Boy, that's hard to do when you've got an escalated emotional scenario.
Yes.
And, you know, I think right now in America, we're starting to kind of come down a little bit. But, you know, you and I both had worked so many years in that space. I'm not doing it like I was mm-hmm. before. But, geez, we had worked really hard to get the local business to understand how important social media was for them. And back then, there was a time when it was the strongest approach that they could take. It was stupid to ignore free advertising. But then you get to this spot over time where you realize, you know what, if it's free, you're the product.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and what we're finding is there's paradigm shift.
Yes.
Now the targets are changing. Mm-hmm. What was working where everybody was on all the platforms, your target market switching platforms.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to move with them.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You've got to be a lot more elastic today.
And our show, we had a whole show on social media, so which we'll bring him back for some more.
That was really good, and I loved his attitude about it. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I hope you're enjoying this discussion with Joe Chandler and finding him as engaging as I am. You're going to love the Java with Joe show. But right now, you're going to hear from a few of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Experience the Zeal difference.
It's my favorite beverage.
I never thought nutrition could taste so good.
I know it's why I feel the best I've ever felt.
Wouldn't start my day without this beverage.
Every once in a while, a product comes along that's so innovative, it has the ability to shake up how we feel about nutrition. You're about to be introduced to a one-of-a-kind nutritional powerhouse. It's scientifically formulated and backed by a landmark clinical trial. This wellness product has created a movement that has already generated over $300 million in sales. It continues to change lives, create a thirst in people to be healthier, and is inspiring generations in ways other beverages simply do not. It's called Zeal, and thousands of people worldwide, just like you, appreciate that it takes the guesswork out of nutrition and why it's loved by so many. If you don't experience the Zeal difference in 30 days, we'll refund your money. Join us in this movement and experience the Zeal difference.
Active killer shootings are no longer happening somewhere else. What would we do without a solid police force we can count on? Blue Dragon International Consultants are here to support our first responders as they support the communities they serve. Show your support for our men and women in blue, August 30th to 31st, 2018, Thursday and Friday before Labor Day weekend, right here in DFW. Blue Dragon presents Developing a Bulletproof Mind and Bulletproof Heart. 2 days to discover the most effective ways to respond to school and church shootings, ISIS threats, transnational gangs, and emotional recovery post-trauma. Retired Navy SEALs, FBI, Crime Commission advocates, heads of homicide and violent gang units, high-ranking commissioned military officers, and retired police sergeants. These men are the best of the best, with multiple decades of experience protecting us in our homeland and abroad. And they're making sure the skills and techniques your officers have save lives and protect communities. If your small business backs the blue, go to BDIC.net to discover critical ways you can support our first responders with your product or services, and be included in the coveted founder circle as this training makes its way across the country. Go to BDIC.net and register for a conference near you today.
And we're back. I'm Susan Hamilton. You're watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to OBBM Radio or listening on the OBBM Network podcast. I'm talking with Joe Chandler, the host of Java with Joe, newly signed to the Offbeat Business Media Network. And we're so excited to have him here and his perspective on highly caffeinated marketing.
And thank you for having me today. And I appreciate it. It's a really good day. And, you know, marketing is much more than your business. You have to see your personality through your business. And you're great at it. You're great at bringing your personality through your business. That's why I love your station.
Thank you so much. I love your voice and the caliber of guests that you bring to the table, because I know that we can make a difference in this space and inspire the local family business for profitability, right? I mean, that's really what it's all about here. Are we taking a lot of wrong turns?
I think it's not wrong turns as in just taking wrong turns. I think it's the lack of knowledge and how each piece of the puzzle fits together. Because some people will go out and just do a brochure and not know that that brochure can connect to their social media, or that brochure can connect to the video they have on YouTube. You've got to connect it all. If you leave any piece out of the puzzle, you're missing out on a whole audience.
Well, there's definitely recognizing that both the avenue and then the voice and that message,
right,
and what makes them unique. And a lot of times, tell me if this has been your experience, but when we catch ourselves in those networking meetings and in those chamber meetings, and we're getting out there in that community, and there's several different people doing the same thing that we do in our industry, have you noticed when you're talking with people and you're recognizing that if you have an attitude that says, I'm here to serve this community, what do I need to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of who am I and who needs to know me, what do I need to know? You'll end up realizing that there's a part of you and your voice that's unique to you, and it's your strength. It's your biggest strength. It's your gold. And you don't know that if you're not in experiencing those environments. You really don't know how the market perceives you,
right,
and what your particular value is to them, even though they may understand what your industry does in general, but what do you bring to the table?
And what you bring to the table is very important. But also when you're in those situations, you need to look at what is the most important thing when you're talking to somebody. What does that person really care about?
Right. You need to know.
They care about themselves.
Yeah.
And so when you talk to them, you want to get them to talk about themselves. Then you can find out what really makes them tick. And then when you add in how many people are in the room and what makes them all tick, then you can hit all the PowerPoints. And those points are what runs our community.
So you're doing some work with the Wiley Chamber? Are you active with any of the others?
No, not with the Wiley
Chamber.
No, I'm used to be with the McKinney Chamber.
Okay.
I do a lot of B&I now.
All right.
One of the big things is I'm on the Historical Review Commission in Wiley.
That's interesting. So you know a little bit about that history.
Yeah, and I get to have a little help with when they want to build a new building in town, make sure it hits the historical. If it's in our little historical
section of Wiley. Oh, wow, there's some really great places out there. I made some fabulous people out that direction.
Yeah, we're really keen on making sure downtown stays historical. I mean, we're building. There's some new buildings going up, and they have to be around the 1920s, 1930s design. So we stay within the historical.
Excellent. But understanding your city, the way it works and it functions and what was going on and what caused it to be, especially over there near the lake, it is a little bit different than
maybe we're landlocked.
What happens here, you know, in Richardson's a little bit different. And recently I've been attending some things with the Farmers Branch Chamber. And what a yet a different voice. Mm-hmm. And it's very strong because the immigration issue has been such a big thing here for so long. And so many people that go, wow, what can we do to improve that scenario? And that's really the heart of the community. But each area has its own voice, doesn't it?
And each area has its own voice. And I've seen the changes.
Yeah.
My whole family's, I'm seventh generation Texan, and my family's from Farmersville, but we moved to Plano in 1976. So I remember when there was no bridge at Park Boulevard.
Mm.
I mean, and Plano stopped at Custer Road. So the fact that Plano now is 14 miles across, 7 miles north and south, is just this giant thing. It just boggles the mind now. And now how each, you can actually section the town and the different needs of each part of the town.
And so what do they need to know about you? Do they know where you are in that community, right?
Yes.
That's the big question. Do
yes.
they know that you're their go-to person? And if
yes.
they can't tell the difference between you and anybody else that does what you do, we didn't help them. We didn't help grow our
no.
community. Because when they're buying our products and services, that actually impacts the entire community
mm-hmm.
with tax dollars, with recognizing we're reputable services, because if reputable services and getting out there and getting things done, then disreputable services, right?
Right.
How do you
separate the weeds from the
yeah.
weeds from the wheat?
You know
I don't know if you heard, did you this is really big on Mark. The Legacy Tollway Center
yeah.
now is going to employ as many people as downtown Dallas.
The Tollway Center
is going to have as many people as downtown Dallas.
Isn't that interesting?
And all the businesses there, just the target market there. And if you're not, that's another one, if you're not targeting that market, they need to know you're there.
Oh, Joe, this tollway business in the state of Texas. Let me tell you something. We got a problem with those tollways in the state of Texas. But, you know, that opinion that many people that we work with share won't ever make a bit of difference if we don't have a strong, profitable business, because
mm-hmm.
if you don't, you're discardable. And that perspective and what you've got to say about it will never matter.
Right.
A strong, profitable business is everything, and marketing is the key to it.
Yes.
But messaging and your avenue, your vehicle, those are two things that are going to make it make the difference. So I'm excited to have you on board, because I
Thank
think
you.
You're a valuable part of this wheel that keeps on a turning.
Thank you. Yeah, this is very interesting, and being able to come on and tell people some of my knowledge and the guests we're going to have on the show. I mean, we just had the event marketing and then with the rodeo,
mm-hmm.
and then we had the
Escape
whole
rodeo.
Interview with the social media with mm-hmm. Harrison. And the next two shows are going to be just as big. We're going to dig more into how you can be profitable, and also the big three-letter word, law.
I love it. It's our wheelhouse, and we are excited to bring it to you, friends. So until next time, you've been watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to Offbeat Business Radio, or listening to the Offbeat Business Network podcast. Guys, you can find all of this stuff on demand on your Offbeat Business app, as well as offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Go find out what you need to know about this movement and consider joining our membership. Right now, we've got an Offbeat Business Alliance membership drive that you really need to take a close look at. And you'll be hearing more about that when you download the Offbeat Business app. Until next time, Susan Hamilton with Joe
Thank
Chandler.
You. Thank
Java
you.
With Joe.
You've been listening to the Offbeat Business Show. Find our lineup, podcast, magazine, event calendar, and sponsor information, even our membership directory, all available on the Offbeat Business app or at offbeatbusiness.com. Download the Offbeat Business app today. Take this for me, but I don't know how to disengage.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.